Why do I do just as you say? Why must I just give you your way? Why do I sigh? Why don't I try to forget? It must have been that something lovers call fate kept me saying I had to wait. I saw them all, just couldn't fall till we met. It had to be you. It had to be you. I wandered around and I finally found the somebody who could make me be true and could make me be blue. And even be glad just to be sad thinking of you.
Oh yeah, Frank Sinatra, a good pick, Ed. I love that song, It Had to Be You. Oh, Blue Eyes. Good morning. Welcome to Freedom Works, the Paul Molloy Show. I am Paul Molloy, along with my buddy Big Ed Davis. He selects all the music, by the way. That's why you would enjoy our show. Partly why, anyway. We thank you for being with us. It is Friday, February the 9th. Do we call this Super Bowl Friday, Fred? Fred. Whoever you are. Ed.
Sure, Jim.
I had a botrytis attack. That's what happened. We are going to be talking in a few minutes with Ben Lieberman of the Competitive Enterprise Institute. We're going to talk with him about the Biden administration's war on gas stoves. Did you think it was ended? No. The threat still looms, says Ben. So we're going to talk to him about it in just a few minutes. And like falling dominoes, Joe Biden edges closer and closer to backing out of his presidential renomination. Did you watch last night? Did you watch his performance last night with reporters? We are going to talk about what transpired last night and yesterday to make that a possibility. And the Supreme Court heard arguments yesterday on whether Colorado can kick Donald Trump off their presidential ballot. I was listening to the audio on that. Very interesting. And we're going to be talking about that as well. And in our ultimate top 10, we think this is a pretty good one. The top 10 best-selling EVs in 2023. So stay tuned for that towards the end of the show. By the way, we are sponsored by Andrew's Master Barbershop. Guys, I have never found a better place for a haircut than Andrew's Master Barbershop. You got to tootle on over to Dunedin. It's in the Overcash Plaza there, just off State Road 580 on Overcash Drive. Call for your appointment, will you please? Hey, you need a Super Bowl haircut, don't you? 727-733-3773. And do you need tree work? Any kind of tree work. You want a tree? You want to get rid of a tree? Stump grinding? Do you want to enhance the trees you have? There is no finer place than Arbor Life Tree Service. It is Tampa Bay's premier tree service. Call Arbor Life for a free estimate, 727-330-1999. So, with all that was going on yesterday, did you know there was a presidential race in Nevada? It was a caucus. And guess who won? Donald Trump. After sweeping Nevada's GOP presidential caucus, Trump now sets his eyes on South Carolina. And here's what he had to say. Is there any way we can call the election? That's what he asked as he pointed to his large double-digit lead in the latest polls in South Carolina. Now, the Nevada caucus gave him 26 delegates. He's the commanding frontrunner right now. I think that Nikki Haley, of course, is his only Republican opponent at this point. I think she may have a couple of delegates. I don't know.
Don't forget that none of the above guy that beat her last time.
None of the above. We got to forget. We can't forget about him. And yesterday's caucus in Nevada comes 2 days after he was a winner in the primary there, even though he was not on the ballot, and there were no delegates. But that's the way it goes. Now, I was listening to the Supreme Court and oral arguments. I found it very interesting. I was listening to Fox News, and they were running the audio on that. And you couldn't see the court, but what they were doing was they were putting up on the screen the names of the justices that were involved in the questions and the name of the lawyers on both sides. So it was kind of interesting to...
Yeah, I got a little annoyed because when the one guy that was there for... The way it was underneath his photo, it said, arguing... on behalf of Colorado voters.
Colorado voters, that's right.
If I was Colorado Chiron. Voters, I'd be like, no.
That's right, the state. Arguing on behalf of the state, they could have said. Anyway, the justices heard the arguments yesterday on whether Trump should be kicked off the 2024 Colorado ballot. And if you listen to any of the prognosticators after the oral arguments, I didn't hear one of them say that the court was leaning in favor of the state of Colorado. It was the other way around. They were leaning in favor of the former president.
Right.
Even the liberal justices were asking some very pointed questions to your buddy that was representing the state of Colorado there.
I think
there.
The biggest one was if we allow that to happen in Colorado, it could change the outcome of the election.
That's
period.
Right. In fact, Elena Kagan, who was a very liberal justice, questioned whether one state should decide on behalf of the entire country who should be president. Mm-hmm. That was a hard one to answer. That's a hard one to answer. Justice Roberts warned that if the court ruled in favor of Colorado, the state, some states would interpret that to mean that they could kick Democrats off the ballot, too. You can always find a reason to kick somebody. If you can kick them off the ballot because you think they might have caused an insurrection even though they were not even charged with it, then just think of how you can kick anybody off any ballot for any reason. Well, I think he robbed the liquor store the other day.
Yeah.
I really do. I saw him go by. It was just it was right around the time that place was robbed. I think he did it. I'm going to kick him off our local ballot. I mean, what... You can't do that.
Most jobs ask you if you've ever been convicted of a felony. They don't ask if you've ever been talked about, you know, lighting
up a liquor store. Or even charged. If you had to be convicted.
Yeah.
He wasn't even charged. So they went for more than 2 hours arguing about all of this. They were talking about whether or not there was even legal standing to get him taken off the ballot because he was a president at the time of the insurrection. And they're saying that, you know, he caused an insurrection. So they didn't get to the point of whether, because it was easy to say he didn't cause an insurrection because nobody's been charged with causing an insurrection. Riot? Absolutely. You can see it was a riot. But not an insurrection. So we'll see where all of that goes. But
it was a busy day yesterday.
It was a very busy day. We're going to get around to the infamous Biden press conference later. But let's do this. Let's take our break because I can't wait to talk with Ben Lieberman. He is a senior fellow at the Competitive Enterprise Institute. And we're going to talk about the fact that the Biden administration's war on gas stoves might not yet be over. The threat still looms.
No more running down the wrong road. Dancing to a different drug.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
You know, years ago, I used to go to one of those haircutting chains. I never got the same person twice, and the price was a moving target. I've been going to Andrew's Master Barbershop in Dunedin now for over 8 years. I've never been disappointed, and I get a great price. Andrew's Master Barbershop, it's not a chain. They've been cutting men's hair in Dunedin for close to 40 years. So give them a try, men. You won't be disappointed. Andrew's Master Barbershop on Overcash Drive, just north of 580 Main Street in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. They're open Tuesday through Saturday, so call for your appointment, 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773. Andrew's Master Barbershop.
Arborlife Tree Service is Tampa Bay's finest tree service company. From trimming, pruning, fertilizing, and insect control to grinding and removal, you get an experienced ISA certified and veteran owned firm that can do any tree job, large or small. With our fully equipped fleet and trained crew members, we care for trees of all sizes, whether you're government, contractor, business, or homeowner. Don't trust just anyone with a chainsaw. Call Arborlife Tree Service at 727-330-1999 for a quick and free estimate. That's 727-330-1999. Arborlife Tree Service. They go out on a limb for you.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Back on a Friday. We're calling it Super Bowl Friday. We're going to talk with Ed because he knows who's going to win the game. We'll talk about that at the end of the show. But we have our good friend Ben Lieberman back. He is a senior fellow at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, where he focuses on environmental policy, among other things. And he has penned a piece on the Fox News website, Why Gas Stove Owners Should Still Be Worried. Ben, welcome back to Freedom Works.
Well, thank you for having me.
Always a pleasure. So, you say in your piece that the Biden administration's Department of Energy, even though it's backtracking on its new energy efficiency rules on gas stoves, that actually might have forced most of those stoves off the market. Good God, that would have been a scary scenario. But they're still trying to sneak around some of the backtracking, correct? What's going on with the stoves and the whole bit?
Well, what we haven't heard from the Biden administration is that the government targeting gas stoves is a dumb idea. Now, it's an insanely dumb idea. Most of us understand that. But they have not made that admission. What they really have said is we're not going to go after them in this way at this time. But the underlying rationale for targeting gas stoves and other gas appliances is that natural gas is a fossil fuel and therefore a contributor to climate change. So this is part of the climate change agenda. That underlying rationale hasn't changed. And as President Obama said in a very similar context, there's more than one way to skin a cat. And so we have to be vigilant as to a lot of things that that the Biden administration regulatory apparatus can do to discourage gas stoves.
Absolutely. I mean, they're going after anything that's got gas in it. It could be a car. It could be what, your leaf blower?
It could be your car, your furnace, your water heater.
Your snow blower, whatever. If you put gas in it, it might be under threat. Your heating, your furnace, my goodness. So why don't they back off? Don't they see that they're getting nowhere, at least at this point? Or do they really believe, and maybe they are, that they're making progress in talking people into this in this country, you know, the common guy, gal, that they need to back away from gas?
Well, it took a tremendous backlash against this to get the concessions that we did get. But I don't think they've really changed their stripes. There's still other things that can happen. For example, the Consumer Product Safety Commission started this all. So that's a separate agency from the Department of Energy. They're investigating the safety of gas stoves, and they really raised the temperature, no pun intended, on this issue a year ago when Consumer Product Safety Commissioner Richard Trumka Jr. Announced that a ban on gas stoves is a real possibility. Now, he was told to keep it quiet by the White House, or at least I suspect, but that Consumer Product Safety Commission investigation is still ongoing. Another thing that's happening across the country is these local bans on natural gas hookups in new apartments or housing. And those bans are getting support, financial support and legal support from the Biden administration. And you can't have a gas stove if you don't have gas. So there's plenty of ways to go after gas stoves. We have to be vigilant on all of them. A lot of this is going on behind the scenes now because it wasn't very popular with the public, but it's still going on, and we need to stay vigilant.
Yeah. I mean, the day one, Biden was shutting down the production of gas in our country. We all know that, fracking and all of the other things, the leases for drilling have been obviously, they're making it tougher for us to be able to drill for gas. We look at the price of gasoline, it's $3 and change here in Florida, and we're probably one of the cheaper states. God knows what it's like out in California right now. So all of this is going on. People are turned off by it. They're losing the battle. They got an election coming up in November. Do they not understand that people are going to respond to this?
Well, that's, I think, why we saw the well-publicized backing off by the Department of Energy, and that got all the publicity that I think the White House was hoping for. I'm just making the point that behind the scenes, not as much
yes.
change as people think. So, you know, we're winning to the extent that they're still pursuing this ill-advised climate agenda. They're just being a little more surreptitious.
Yeah, actually, what you're saying is they're, because of the election and because of what the response has been in this country, they're going through the back door, you might say, to enact some of this. Now, they had that that rather bizarre climate get-together. I forget where, what was it, in Switzerland or somewhere, where they were all getting together. And I guess, you know, when you're with all of these people that agree with you, you feel like the whole world must agree with you. And they're talking about climate change and all of the things that they're going to do. I think our buddy John Kerry was over there, wasn't he? And it was kind of. In fact, they had some. If I remember this right, didn't they have some Native American perform some sort of a ceremony? Am I wrong about that? You remember that?
You have to clarify which crazy international conference.
Oh, I guess I do. I can't remember which one it is.
It might have been the one in Davos. It might have been
yes.
the earlier one, the UN one. But, yeah, and I was a congressional staffer. I went to a couple of those. Yeah, they have Native American indigenous people doing these performances. I told the person next to me, well, it's good because we could use the rain. And he didn't.
She was blowing in people's faces or something, if I remember right. I hope she wasn't eating Limburger cheese before that.
Yeah. Well, crazy conferences, out of touch, and unelected officials pushing this stuff, and part of this climate agenda is the war on natural gas, which is a real shame for consumers. Even the Department of Energy, as it's targeting natural gas appliances, admits that natural gas is about 3 times cheaper on a per unit energy basis. So this is this agenda is especially hard on low income.
Indeed, we're talking with Ben Lieberman. He is a senior fellow at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, where he specializes, focuses on environmental policy, and we're talking about a piece in on the Fox News website, Why Gas Stove Owners Should Still Be Worried. So, Ben, are we increasing our production and our drilling and our fossil fuel production right now in the United States? Because I've read both ways. You know, there's the Biden administration is trying to cut back, and yet they've opened up some areas for more drilling. What is the story on our production right now?
Well, there's lies, there's damn lies, there's statistics.
Yes.
And now there's statistics affected by COVID and the lockdown. Yes, if you can look at drilling activity from now compared to the height of the lockdowns, yes, it is up. My concern is that that's the last hurrah of domestic oil and gas drilling that was too far along to be easily stopped by the Biden administration. But now their restrictions, their impediments are starting to kick in, and we will see a less oil and gas activity in the future. But yeah, right now there are year over year increases. Let's be thankful for that. The question is, how long will that last given the current policy?
Yeah. We do a thing at the end of our show called Top 10, and we're going to do electric vehicles, the most popular EVs, last year. But I'm thinking, we know some people, I say we, Ed and I here, that own electric vehicles. And They've had some interesting situations with trying to power them up from time to time, I guess you could say. Ed, did you have a question?
Yeah, Joe, I was just wondering, speaking of oil drilling a while back, I remember President Biden opening up the reserves to lower prices. Did we ever replenish all that we took?
No, we haven't, and it'd be a hell of a lot of a cost to do so since oil is expensive now.
There you go. And isn't that the craziest thing? And that was not even, when they did that, it wasn't really the kind of emergency that was intended to be.
That bothers me, because if there was some sort of a cyber attack.
A real one.
We have nothing in reserve.
You got that right. You got that right. So we've got these, how would I put this, poorly performing EVs, in the sense that they're not ready for prime time. It doesn't look like it to me. I wouldn't want to get in one and try and drive cross country. And you would think that would be something else. And they're not selling, are they? They're not doing that well. A lot of the car companies seem to be backing away from production. But you've got the government kind of forcing the issue on that?
Well, if my boss triples my salary, I might go out and get an EV as a second car. But until that happens, what we're seeing is that EVs are a niche product, and, you know, more power to anybody literally who wants one. But most Americans, most new car buyers are still preferring gasoline vehicles because of the lower cost and the convenience. I mean, you could pull up to any of 150,000 gas stations across this country, and in the span of 5 minutes, you can get enough juice to go 400 miles. We're nowhere close to that when it comes to EVs. There's big differences in the quality of the driving experience. Let's put it that way. And until that time, I think that EVs will struggle to be any more than 20% of the new vehicle market.
Sure. Now, you know, here on our show, we got this thing against a lot of the agencies coming out of Washington. That includes the Energy Department and the EPA for some of the things that they do to stifle initiative, growth, and keeping prices down, and, you know, expanding, of course, our energy production in this country. I don't know that people will ever pick up the ball on the idea that the less that we allow our federal government to control the free market, the better off we might be. Do you think we're going to start to finally wake up and realize that maybe we should trust that these companies that are producing for us, whether it's vehicles or gas or whatever else, in the long run, if we keep it in the private sector and we don't allow the heavy hand of a federal government to come down and slap them around, that it's better for all of us?
I would hope so. And one thing that encouraged me was just how powerful the consumer backlash was when they first heard that the federal government might be targeting gas stoves. People just don't like that sort of meddling in their lives. So the sentiment in favor of freedom of choice, that's out there, and I hope that we can tap into that and favor free markets rather than heavily controlled markets. One problem with all of that is that we're seeing more and more companies being bought off through subsidies and grants and other incentives. Crony capitalism is something we're seeing a lot of. So that kind of muddies the water when, you know, American companies are coming out in favor of this stuff. I'm opposed to that.
Yes.
I think corporate welfare is every bit, if not worse, than individual welfare in terms of the pernicious, corrosive effects. But that's happening, and that kind of divides corporations and their response
sure.
to these issues. So that's an issue. But I am encouraged that the American public just said, absolutely no, we don't want the government telling us what kind of stove we can have.
Ben Lieberman, always a pleasure. Thank you so very much for being with us on this Friday.
Hey, Paul.
And keep up the good work.
Yeah? I just wanted to say this when Ben's on the air.
Sure.
Our buddy Andrew, the Master Barber, is at Dimmitt Cadillac right now, so I asked him while you're there. Ask him how many EVs they have on the lot. There's one.
There's one?
There's one, and it's in for repair.
Dimmitt Cadillac is huge, too.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Ben, thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you.
All right, sir. Ben Lieberman. We're going to take our break. Wow, yeah, I can't wait. We'll be talking with Andrew the Master Barber after the break. And, like falling dominoes, Joe Biden edging closer, looks like, to backing out of his presidential renomination. We're going to talk about that as well.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Men, you probably know my all-time favorite haircutter is Andrew's Master Barbershop in Dunedin. But let me tell you why. Andrew Ceresi has been cutting hair for over 50 years. His family-run shop has been in Dunedin for close to 40 years, and his two great associates, Candy and Christine, total 55 years of haircutting experience. That's why I guarantee a great haircut at Andrew's Master Barbershop. It's located on Overcash Drive, just north of 580 Main Street in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. They're open Tuesday through Saturday, so call for your appointment, men, 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773. Andrew's Master Barbershop.
ArborLife Tree Service is Tampa Bay's finest tree service company. From trimming, pruning, fertilizing, and insect control to grinding and removal, you get an experienced ISA certified and veteran owned firm that can do any tree job, large or small. With our fully equipped fleet and trained crew members, we care for trees of all sizes, whether you're government, contractor, business, or homeowner. Don't trust just anyone with a chainsaw. Call ArborLife Tree Service at 727-330-1999 for a quick and free estimate. That's 727-330-1999. ArborLife Tree Service. They go out on a limb for you.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
We're back Friday. So I guess we got to talk about that press conference last night, Ed. I kind of felt sorry for Joe Biden, actually. He actually did take some real questions. Let's precede that by talking about the fact and the reason he was out there taking questions. Special Counsel Robert Hur was looking into President Biden's handling, or what you might call mishandling, of classified documents. He came out with his report. He says basically that Biden is not going to be charged with anything. He also described Biden as, quote, a sympathetic, well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory. He said, we have considered that Biden would likely present himself to a jury, as he did during our interview, as a sympathetic, well-meaning elderly man with a bad memory, or poor memory. Based on our direct interaction with and observation of him, he's somebody from whom many jurors will want to identify reasonable doubt. It would be difficult to convince a jury that they should convict him. By then, he would be a former president well into his 80s. And he went on to talk about how Biden couldn't even remember when he was vice president.
What all you just said right there, what I took out of, what everybody else should take out of it, is yes, we did find that he did the wrong things, but we're not going to do anything about it because if we bring it to a jury, this is what probably what's going to happen. Even though he did wrong things, he wasn't exonerated.
No, he wasn't.
When he went up on the podium, he, oh, I did nothing wrong.
Oh, of course.
And he came out and said, that's not the point.
That's right. Exactly right. Then he went and he held this conference after all this. He lashed out at reporters where he remained defiant following the release. You know, they knew that they were ready to come out with Biden last night,
yeah,
before this was released, because they knew that this guy, Hur, was going to talk about Biden's stability mentally. And he did. And so there's Biden out there. He's taken all of the first question. I'm surprised. Good old Peter Doocy, yeah, from Fox News. He got his question in right away, and Biden had to answer it. And Doocy said, something the special counsel said in his report is that one of the reasons you were not charged is because, in his description, you are a well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory. And so Biden goes, I'm well-meaning, and I'm an elderly man, and I know what the hell I'm doing. He says, I've been president, and I put this country back on its feet. I don't need his recommendation. So Ducey said, how bad is your memory, and can you continue as president? And I thought this was a good one from Biden.
I did, too. I thought it was funny.
His memory, he said, my memory is so bad, I let you speak. So I thought, you know, he had a moment there of clarity. Did he not?
Yeah, and so did Peter Ducey. He didn't take, everybody else in the room thought that it was, you know, he was badgering him. And he said, no, I thought it was kind of funny.
About the last time that Ducey spoke with Biden, he called him a stupid, Biden called him a stupid son of a,
yeah.
Starts with a B and ends with itchy, for his question about inflation. So there you go. Hey, we got our buddy, the master barber. I think he's over Cadillac right now. You know, he's so wealthy because he's got so many customers, and he does such a great job with haircutting. Are you there, Andrew?
I'm here, Paul. I had to bring my car in for some service this morning. Oh. I was here at 7:30, and I'm still waiting for it to get done.
Oh, no kidding. I thought maybe you were buying another Cadillac.
No. I just took mine in for service. I noticed they had one electric Cadillac here, and it was in for service.
Oh, it was?
That was the only one I saw.
So they don't.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say they don't have any out there on the lot to pick from?
Nope.
Oh, well, that's the way it goes. You know, there you go. I mean, my goodness.
So that's living proof. You know, they don't sell.
Yeah, but you could turn around. Simple. You could turn around and say, we're all sold out.
I guess you could.
I guess they could do that, too. So anyway, last night, you know what they basically said?
What's
they
that?
They said Biden is mentally incompetent to be president.
It really seems to be that it's becoming very, very, very evident that he has no business in the office.
At what point after that report came out, do you think that Kamala Harris was in the bullpen warming up?
Indeed. Indeed, she was trying on her pantsuit, her presidential pantsuit at that point.
I think she's mastering her laugh, too. She's mastering the laugh.
There is, I don't know if you know this, guys, but there is someone now in Congress calling for the 25th Amendment to take Biden out of office. That's Republican Congressman Claudia Tenney. She is calling for the cabinet to explore the use of the Constitution's 25th Amendment to remove Biden, following Robert Hur, the special counsel's, what she called, alarming report. Now, Hur did not recommend criminal charges against the president, but it was basically because everybody would feel sorry for him. But think about it. This guy was collecting classified documents as vice president when he had no business doing it at all. And stuffing them wherever, you know, whether it's in his library or behind his Corvette in the garage.
I think Trump told him it was okay to do it, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, well, in that case.
Yeah. Isn't it amazing? He's getting off the hook with that, and now they're still trying to nail President Trump. Isn't that something?
Yes, it is. Now, here's the argument, because I was listening to this liberal media guy from Axios. He said, Biden was more than willing to give up all his classified documents, and Trump was trying to stave off handing over the documents without putting up a little bit of a fight. And that was what they claimed was. Well, Biden knew damn well all these years after being vice president that he had no right to those documents. If anybody should have known that.
Well, the thing that gets me, Paul, didn't the FBI or the CIA tell Trump put another lock on the door and everything is fine?
Yeah, it seemed like they were working things out.
Yeah. How much security do you think is at Mar-a-Lago? If you drove by Joe Biden's garage and the door was open,
yeah, it's a little easier
you could
to
see
slip
the
in
documents.
There.
You'd see the documents right there.
You got that right. I think he was tootling around in his driveway one day with the garage door up and his Corvette on display in the driveway. And if you look real close in the back of his garage, I saw a lot of white papers.
They had him circled in the picture.
Yeah, there you go.
I know exactly. It was circled in the picture. So, and now, you know, did you hear what Nikki Haley's coming out with Nevada the other day?
Wasn't she saying it was a fraud or mishandled?
She was saying that Trump had it all rigged.
Oh, yes.
Trump had it all rigged that it was going to end up this way. What is wrong with that woman?
Well, what do you expect her to say? She's about to lose the South Carolina primary where she was governor. It's, I think after that she's probably going to bow out gracefully or whatever.
I think her and Chris Christie are going to hook up soon. Be a perfect couple.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, speaking of bowing out, with all that was going on yesterday, did you know that Marianne Williamson, you know who she is, right? Marianne Williamson announced her exit from the presidential race, and nobody knew. She said she, of course, was running on the Democratic ticket. As of today, she said, we are suspending our campaign. I guess three people reported on it. She said, while the level of our failure is obvious to all, a level of success is real nonetheless. We articulate a deeper, more authentic truth than those regularly acknowledged by the political establishment. Isn't she? She's sort of a, what would you call her? Sort of a blithe spirit floating around, Marianne Williamson. She's a little strange. That's what I always thought.
Is she a Democrat?
Oh, yes.
Remember, well, that explains being a little strange.
That might be, but she had run the last time around, too, and to no avail, of course.
Well, you know this is all going to end up, Paul. I think when they have their vote next August, I think it is, they're going to, I don't know how they're going to get rid of Camilla. You know, I don't know how they're going to get rid of her, but they're all talking that they're going to bring in Michelle Obama, the heavy cannon.
There are people talking about that. I just cannot see Michelle Obama wanting the job.
You know, why would she want that
aggravation?
I asked the boy.
Why would she want to go up against Trump?
Why would she want to go up against Trump? Why would she want? Just the job itself is a nightmare anyway, and she doesn't need that. She's multimillionaire. They raked in millions. They got, you know, they're living the life of Riley. If I were her, that'd be the last thing.
I asked the boys of Voice of No Reason yesterday, and they didn't buy into that either.
Okay. It is going around, though. They are talking about it.
Andrew, at 7:30 last night when I heard that Biden was going to have a press conference all of a sudden, and you know that's not the best time of day for him.
He's usually falling asleep. Yeah.
I just had a feeling something was going to shake loose, whether he was going to step down or this was the beginning of the end of passing the torch to someone else. This was so damaging. This was probably, I have to say, this was the worst day of his political career.
Well,
because
I think
you got an outside entity saying you're not fit to be president.
It kind of reaffirmed what everybody worried and knew.
Yeah, but now they turned it around. Oh, everybody mistakes a word here and there. I've done it. You've done it. Andrew, you've done it. Everybody's done it. Heck, when your buddy came on last night on Fox last night at 8 o'clock, whatever his name is, the one that Andrew likes.
Sean Hannity?
No, beforehand.
No,
Jesse Waters.
Jesse Waters.
He came out and he said, that'll get Biden off the back on the ballot. He was talking about Trump. You misspoke. The thing is,
of course,
if it happens every time you open your mouth, and the fact that you're in front of billions of people watching you, and you are the president of the United States, that's a problem.
And again, when he sat down with that guy, that prosecutor, her.
Right.
And he couldn't remember when his son died. He couldn't remember when he was vice president. He couldn't remember the years he was vice president. He lost track talking with her about when he, because her brought up, you know, you had these documents when you were vice, but he couldn't remember when he was vice president.
Yeah, and look,
now there's something going on.
If you're the greeter at Walmart, and you welcome people to Winn-Dixie, that's not even no big deal.
Well, you
let it slide.
Oh, is there a Winn-Dixie segment in here?
You let it slide. But when you're the president of the United States, you expect that to be the best person in the world. Quite frankly,
I can tell you that probably today they're looking at presidential Alzheimer's homes.
You know what would be a bad joke? This would be a bad joke about four trucks roll up to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue with Shady Pines Nursing Home on the back.
Well, hey, you can take your classified documents with you to the nursing home. Oh, my God.
Yep, it's going down. This is the start of it. There's no question. And, you know, all they're going to do, and listen to the Supreme Court yesterday, basically, I think this is going to be a 9-0 because they're all saying that, you know, you can't let the people of God decide who the president is. You can't let one state sit there and say who's going to run for president and who's not.
Yeah, we talked about that a little bit earlier, and even the liberal justices seem sympathetic to keeping Trump on the ballot in Colorado.
The only thing better than Trump winning that whole thing is it being unanimous.
Yeah,
that's right.
There's a chance.
Yeah.
There's a chance,
but if I have to bet it, I think Sotomayor is going to throw in the fish.
You may be right about her. If there's anybody, even Ketanya, what's her name? Ketanya Brown, the latest.
Yeah.
She seems sympathetic to Trump.
Yeah.
Staying on that ballot. So I would have thought her would have been number one. Yeah. But you may be right about Sotomayor. She's very liberal.
I can tell in her tone of her voice, you know. She's kind of like, what are you thinking here? You know, how do you come to this conclusion or whatever?
Yeah.
But you could tell.
And John Roberts would like a unanimous, that's what they're saying anyway. Yeah. He wants to show that the court can work as one sometimes, you know, and I think he's kind of pushing for that. We'll see where it all goes. Well, we're going to get a decision on that, I would guess, in weeks. So it's not going to be that long before they come out with it.
It shouldn't even take weeks. They should have had a decision yesterday.
But they got protocol. No, you're right. But they got that stupid, well, I call it stupid, the protocol, you know, and we'll see when it comes out. But they need to work quickly with all these primaries that are popping up. That's for sure.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah?
No question about it.
Always a pleasure. Now, you go and get your car repaired, your gold Cadillac all fixed. I want you to come over here and take us on a ride when it's done.
You got it, buddy.
Okay.
We'll put Ed Scooter in the back. We'll take him up to the beach where he could ride around.
Oh, that would be so cool.
There you go.
All right. Thanks so much, Andrew.
All right, buddy. You guys be good. Have a good weekend.
And the same day.
Take care.
All right, buddy. There he goes, the master barber. All right, we're going to take our break. When we come back, among other things, I want to talk with Big Ed about the Super Bowl.
Life underground.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Arbor Life Tree Service is Tampa Bay's finest tree service company. From trimming, pruning, fertilizing, and insect control to grinding and removal, you get an experienced ISA certified and veteran owned firm that can do any tree job, large or small. With our fully equipped fleet and trained crew members, we care for trees of all sizes, whether you're government, contractor, business, or homeowner. Don't trust just anyone with a chainsaw. Call Arbor Life Tree Service at 727-330-1999 for a quick and free estimate. That's 727-330-1999. Arbor Life Tree Service. They go out on a limb for you.
You know, years ago, I used to go to one of those haircutting chains. I never got the same person twice, and the price was a moving target. I've been going to Andrew's Master Barbershop in Dunedin now for over 8 years. I've never been disappointed, and I get a great price. Andrew's Master Barbershop, it's not a chain. They've been cutting men's hair in Dunedin for close to 40 years. So give them a try, men. You won't be disappointed. Andrew's Master Barbershop on Overcash Drive, just north of 580 Main Street in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. They're open Tuesday through Saturday, so call for your appointment, 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773. Andrew's Master Barbershop.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Back on Super Bowl Friday. Hey, by the way, Freedom Works comes to you 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time on the great Tan Talk Radio Network. Ed and I always love it when you're able to hear us live, but we know you got a lot to do, so if you can't listen live, thanks to Ed, all our shows are put on podcast. All you got to do is go to our website, ourfreedomworks.com. That's O-U-R OurFreedomWorks.com. Click on the podcast button at the top. It will open up and you'll see all the shows that we do. Most recent show at the very top. Ed puts the guest that we have. You'll know the topic that we're going to be talking with the guest about. And our top 10. OurFreedomWorks.com. All right, Ed. Super Bowl is Sunday. Mm-hmm. It is going to be at 6:30 p.m. It's in Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. It will pit the San Francisco 49ers, who are a record of 12-5 during the regular season and were the number one seed, I think, in the NFC, against the Kansas City Chiefs with an 11-6 record. I think that at this point, it looks like the 49ers are favored by a point and a half. So, that's tell me all about what do you know about the Super Bowl that we need to know?
I mean, first of all, I want to talk about the price. I mean, the tickets is just insane. You're talking thousands and thousands of dollars for a seat. Family of four between airfare, hotel, and ticket price, you spend somewhere around $30,000.
Oh my goodness!
For a Super Bowl, so
good
you got the
Lord.
Price, and then you've got for me, I enjoy the commercials too because the Budweiser Clydesdales are back.
I heard.
You remember they were sent down because somebody sent the letter. It was abusive to the horses to exploit them that way.
Really?
There was something along that lines. And
because they're pulling a Bud Light.
And then you had Bud Light with the whole Muldown, Ding Dong, whatever her name is.
Yeah.
You had that. So they're coming back now. They're trying to refresh themselves. The Clydesdales are back, which is nice. So the commercials are fun. You like... But you always had, and then, of course, Biden was supposed to have his 3 minutes.
Oh, we forgot about that. You're
right. Which would have been perfect because, after the game or at halftime, you got to hit the bathroom and then you got to hit the buffet. So you don't want to miss the commercials. You figure it would have been perfect. The game end, Biden 3 minutes. You can hit the bathroom during the 3 minutes. You can load up on the buffet and sit down for the commercials. But, of course, he screwed that up.
You're
not doing it.
After watching him perform last night, I kind of understand. Well, even though it would have been taped, he would have been sitting down. And it would have been a favorable CBS reporter that were asking the questions.
What kind of chicken wings do you like? And
it just shows you. It just shows you how worried they are about Joe Biden's ability in public.
Yeah, well,
how they can keep him out of the public aisle,
I mean, they're all biting their fingernails when from behind the curtain, where he's out there.
I would like to see Joe Biden flip the coin at the beginning of the Super Bowl. Wouldn't that be cool? Maybe that's why, because he's going to flip the coin.
That's a long walk. And that's a big field to get lost on, too.
Yeah.
I mean, be like that robot vacuum cleaner that runs around on your floor and in all different directions.
Oh, I see. He might wander off onto the
field.
They'd
have to lasso him up. He'd probably show up at the wrong place
anyway.
Well,
he might wander onto the field during the actual game.
Yeah.
Maybe he'd catch a pass. You never know.
But you've got all that in the game itself, and I'm picking the 49ers to win that game.
You are? Okay. Is it going to be a close game, in your opinion?
I think so. And, of course, the venue, this, of course, is, I believe, the third year that this is the third year of the Allegiant Stadium being open in Las Vegas, which is nicknamed the Death Star. When you see it, it's a black thing. It looks, like from Star Wars.
Oh, it does.
But it's a fabulous facility, from what I hear. And in the back of my mind, I'm just kind of worried about something happening.
A lot of people have mentioned the possibility.
Careful. There's a lot of people in there. There's 65,000 people in there in one place.
Yes.
And,
Joe Buck, I don't know if he is not doing the play-by-play.
I believe it's CBS, I believe.
But Joe Buck, who is a big-time football announcer, I think for NBC or whatever, had mentioned that he would not want to be in Las Vegas. He would not go to Las Vegas. He doesn't like being in Las Vegas for a game. It seemed to be a little bit he was concerned, it sounded like, anyway. All right, well, I hope the game is played well, and I hope everybody is happy, and it's a safe venue, the whole bit. So, it is time for our top 10, and I think we got a pretty good one, speaking about going over to a Dimmitt Cadillac and looking for an electric vehicle. We have got the top 10 best-selling electric cars in 2023. Now, the source is Kelly's Blue Book, and these are electrified light vehicles and the sales report. So, without further ado, here we go. Number 10. And I don't know what this thing is. It's called the Rivian RIT. You ever heard of that?
No.
Their sales were 17,426, apparently, last year. Number nine. The Kia EV6 is an electric vehicle. And sales, about 20,500 were sold.
It seems the smaller the vehicle, the better performance.
Okay.
Well, so when you get into the big trucks and the big batteries, they're not performing as well.
Okay. Sounds good. Number eight. The Volkswagen ID4.
Okay.
They sold about 20,500 vehicles, and it was a 23% increase from the year before. Number seven, the Hyundai Ioniq 5. The Ioniq 5, about 23,000 vehicles were sold. By the way, they say top 10 selling electric vehicles in 2023. I'm wondering if these are actually from 2022 and posted at the end of 23, but I may be wrong. Okay, number six. It's the Tesla. Well, you knew that would show up eventually. Number six is the Tesla Model X. Mm-hmm. About 26,000 vehicles, a 16% increase from the year prior. Number five, it's another Tesla, the Model 5, 32,700. And that one really went up in purchase, 85% growth in 1 year. Number four, the Chevy Bolt. I think this has got to come from 2022 sales. It's the Chevy Bolt EV, EUV, about 38,000, and that's a small car, too.
Yes, yeah.
It is a small car. And it from the year prior, 54% increase.
Number and you look at the Tesla, not a very big car either.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Number three. I didn't even know that, but they have a Ford Mustang Mach-E.
Mm.
Huh. About 39,500 vehicles were sold, a 45% increase from the year prior. Number two. Well, you mentioned Tesla. We've mentioned it a few times. Number two is the Tesla Model 3. Tesla Model 3. And listen to the jump in the number of sales. This is, I'm sure it's from 22. 211,618 were sold. That is a 74% increase from the year prior. All right, Ed.
I'm going to go.
You want to take a guess?
Heard so much about it. I'm going to go with a Kia brand somewhere.
Okay. We did have a Kia brand, Kia EV6, at number nine, so that's not a bad guess. Mm. However, it's another Tesla.
Mm.
Yeah. It's the Tesla Model Y. Model Y is in yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
200 and almost 252,000 were sold. It was a 32% increase.
I just can't wrap my brain around taking a trip somewhere and having to wait and kill 2 hours while you charge your vehicle to the next one.
I'd be worried sick about getting to a place and then having to spend how much time getting it charged.
Yeah.
All right, thanks so much. Enjoy the Super Bowl. Have a very safe weekend. We'll be back Monday. And remember, freedom works.
Right in the waking, she crawled in and took control. She was tired.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
Listen.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Joe Biden makes the case for Joe Biden.
My memory is fine. My memory, take a look at what I've done since I become president. None of you thought I could pass any of the things I got passed. How'd that happen?
Hitting back at the special counsel who, in clearing him of wrongdoing in the classified documents case, raised questions about his memory. CBS's Ed O'Keefe says it could stoke more campaign concern about Mr. Biden's age.
He leaned right into it last night and said, I am a sympathetic elderly man who has a good memory. And that'll be the thing he's got to convince and prove to voters over the next several months.
Yesterday, President Biden called Israel's military conduct in Gaza over the top, but that hasn't stopped an offensive that included new airstrikes and an invasion plan for one city from the prime minister.